for the St. Louis Cardinals.
In criminal contempt of Congress, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what House Democrats believe Attorney General Barr and Commerce Secretary Ross are, and that contempt vote may come soon. Why? Because Barr and Ross didn't hand over documents to show the rationale behind asking a citizenship question on the 2020 census. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they really want to discourage fearful immigrants from filling it out.
It's really disgraceful, and it's not what our founders had in mind.
Well, the administration is still trying to get that question on the census. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, telling Fox News that President Trump is still considering his next move.
The Supreme Court did not issue a legal impediment decision. They basically said, come back and give us a different rationale. Why can't we just ask the question the way it was asked for 50 years before the Obama administration yanked it out of there?
Attorney General Bill Barr said Monday the administration would decide in the next day or two on which option to take on the census, including the possibility of the president issuing an executive order to get the citizenship question onto the census. Dave?
John, Speaker Pelosi is also calling on the Labor Secretary to resign, tweeting what Alex Acosta did as a U.S. attorney in 2008 was unconscionable. Working on a plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein on state, not federal charges for soliciting prostitution from a minor. Pelosi claims President Trump knew about it when he nominated Acosta. Now Epstein's jailed on new federal charges of sex trafficking and paying underage girls. Obamacare gets a new hearing today, an appeal to a federal judge's ruling that the health care law was effectively rendered unconstitutional.
After Congress repealed a major provision penalizing people for not having insurance. So this lawsuit could impact the health care of some 20 million Americans who do have coverage through this 2010 health care law.
Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco. Virginia lawmakers are going into special session today to consider new gun control measures after the May shooting in Virginia Beach that left 12 people dead. This is Fox News.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Britain's ambassador to the U.S. is wacky. President Trump tweeted that this morning, also calling him a very stupid guy, adding he doesn't know Kim Derrick, but he's been told the ambassador is a pompous fool. After leaked memos came out of Derrick being critical of the White House, but Britain's Prime Minister is standing by him.
Theresa May saying the British ambassador in Washington continues to have her full support. This after an embarrassing leak in which confidential memos revealed the ambassador had described the Trump administration as inept and dysfunctional.
He's a fine public servant who's done a very good job.
Britain's Trade Secretary Liam Fox, who's visiting Washington, backing the ambassador but condemning the leak.
It represents a level of behavior that is completely unacceptable. We have to be able to operate on the basis of confidentiality.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The president also tweeted India has long had a field day putting tariffs on American products, writing that's no longer acceptable. Last month, India put higher tariffs on some U.S. goods in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on some Indian products, and it was a discussion point for the president and the prime minister at the G20 summit in June. Meanwhile,
trade talks are set to resume between Washington and Beijing after a two-month break. A U.S. official says U.S. and Chinese negotiators will speak by phone. After meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, U.S. President Donald Trump agreed to suspend a new round of tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese goods. There are still questions, though, over whether Beijing agreed to reciprocate by buying more U.S. farm products, as President Trump indicated. China does want to avoid further tariffs. Washington, for its part, wants more protections for U.S. innovation. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop for a third straight session. Dow futures down nearly 100 before the opening bell. This the day after the Dow's 116-point loss. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Attorneys for convicted murderer Brent Christensen said during the penalty phase that prosecutors conducted a covert foreign investigation resulting in, quote, secret interviews, end quote, and secretly gathered video while being assisted by Chinese law enforcement. They asked that the videos be banned from presentation to the jury. Paris police arrested Chad LaBaume for injuring someone during a home invasion near Jasper Street and Central Avenue. Police said LaBaume broke into the home and started fighting a man who lived there. He was arrested for home invasion with bodily injury. Champaign's Board of Education approved Andy O'Neill as Director of Special Education, Janelle Baskett, Director of K-8 Teaching and Learning, Principal Jason Pope at Bottenfield Elementary, Assistant Principal Christina Ray at Westview Elementary, and Assistant Principal Jacqueline Teague at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's is your home of locally grown annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. And now all annuals are 50% off. Yes, all baskets, flats, and pots are 50% off. Petunias, zinnias, begonias, and coleus, all 50% off. And these aren't leftover plants. These have been watered every day and consistently fertilized, so there's still tens of thousands of beautiful plants at half the cost. Tropical and foliage plants are all 30% off. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery. Locally grown annuals and tropicals grown right here in Urbana, but now at half the cost. You can visit countryarbors.com for more information and direction.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless where you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's time for the Tour de Champaign. We have multiple competitors. Johnny Sale bought his bike at a garage sale. Benny Big Box bought his rig at a national franchise store. And Dominic Durst bought his bike at Durst Cycle and Fitness. After the first mile, Johnny Sale is out of it. The bike simply broke. In mile 7, Benny Big Box is struggling. His bike hasn't been fitted, and he's starting to wear out. All that's left is Dominic Durst. The bike was made with the highest quality materials, and it was fitted to make Dominic comfortable. And Durst is your champion. Head on into Durst Cycle and Fitness on West University in Urbana or on South Madison. And Champagne.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 89, down to 71. Partly cloudy conditions today. Partly cloudy to start tomorrow. Warm with a high 90. Then we have that chance of showers coming our way with a low 66. Partly cloudy on Thursday, high 81. 87 on Friday and up towards 90 for Saturday. I was just thinking maybe I should look at Sunday because that's our Mile at the Pines event here at Philo and Winter Road.
6 p.m. Yep.
And it's a high 90, low 69 with a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly cloudy.
Yep.
74 now. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. Just because you tried to win Rosati's and I was looking for me one doesn't mean you don't win.
That's right.
I'm looking for new people that haven't experienced Rosati's, but if you know we don't get enough of those, and we're just saying consideration. And no, I'm not making you do a lie detector test because I trust you.
You're right. In fact, we got a me one. I love that place.
Which
means they've probably been there before.
Right, exactly. Or love the idea of that place.
Exactly.
Hey, Rosati's. And, yeah, you can give us a quick text if you want. Just say me, M-E, and put a one bite if you've never been to Rosati's Pizza. That's fine. And if you have been, still text in because you still might win. Because I have like $500 worth of this. So spend Stevie J's money. Tell me what you think. Use it within 7 days. 359-2255. Text in if you'd like. Okay.
They're doing a trip in memory of Tim Ewing, Cubs Cards trip on September 22nd. And they're leaving from the High School of St. Thomas More. It's at Wrigley. But I think this is great that the Knights of Columbus are doing that in memory of Tim Ewing.
Tim Ewing was so passionate
about that. Used to call the show all the time with that Cubs trip.
I loved Tim Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a good young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out here and told me that he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And that's just a bad one.
And that's the one that Bill had, too, right?
Bill Melberg, my great impersonator of all the presidents, had pancreatic cancer. And generally speaking, it's a really, really bad one.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed Tim's big forearms and I prayed with him right there. And, he had some hope and some treatment that seemed to be doing something, but I think it was within a year.
Yeah.
And so Tim always called and said, hey, we've got Cub Cardinals, Knights of Columbus. Was a heck of a good Catholic.
That's right.
A good young man. And we just miss him. My prayers with his family. Because Tim Ewing was a kid I knew since he was a little boy.
So a trip on September 22nd to Wrigley, if you want to get in on that, you can just go to social media and put that in, and you'll...
But, well, how will they find it again? Just
St. Thomas More is the place where they're leaving from. There's Catholic friends at St. Thomas in Philo that have all this information ready for you to obtain. So, again, September 22nd, Cub Card bus trip to Wrigley.
Okay. One quick thing, then we'll get to sports. This whole Jeffrey Epstein, which is creepier than creepy. This is a guy, a billionaire guy, that essentially did sex trafficking with minors.
Yes.
And Bill Clinton came out quickly yesterday. I did not know anything was going on.
Okay.
He's taken 26 plane rides with the guy, and reports that he at times ditched his Secret Service. And Bill Clinton had a problem with that kind of thing. Not necessarily minors, but women. I think I don't, and the point, it doesn't really matter at this point, does it? I mean, for Bill Clinton, he's, you know, see how much the Clintons are being used on this campaign?
Mm-hmm.
Like zero.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Me Too movement and everything else put a darker light on the antics of the, it started with the Arkansas State Police. You know, all the women that Bill Clinton mixed with over the years. But his statement coming out wasn't credible, and I guess it doesn't matter because it's just they're not relevant anymore in politics. But he was trying to get in front of that story. This guy, by all accounts, a creep. And Alex Azar, I think we've talked to him.
That sounds familiar.
Was, I think, the guy that represented him back in the early 2000s. And they're calling for him to step down. He's labor secretary now. And he was the guy that got that plea deal for this monster guy to continue for another decade.
Right.
But there's some disturbing information that the claims are from 2005. Where's the most recent? I would think his defense will eat that up from that long ago. If this was continuing on, they found salacious pictures on his computer and all these other things. There's got to be more current than that. But they were calling for people to come forward. You don't have your people already? So I don't know. But this guy's had this reputation forever.
Yes, and joked about it, bragged about it. That's kind of what stirred the pot here,
yep.
It sounds like, from this article out of the New York Times.
Yep. So there's that out there. Okay, 813, ESPN 93.5. Feel free to text in anytime you want. And Michelle Obama, you know, said something that kind of bothered me about race. And she's talking about the transition of the White House for the Trumps.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know, the girls were anxious. It's the only home they knew. I mean, 8 years when they were young girls, I could see that, you know, gosh, we've been here a while. And for them, it's been their life, really. They were pretty young when they moved in. And she said, imagine how I felt when I looked out at the inauguration and didn't see America. Indicating that there weren't enough African Americans in the crowd. I never thought for a moment about that. When Barack Obama did his first inaugural address, I didn't look at the crowd and say, gosh, there's more black people.
Right.
That doesn't represent America. It doesn't matter. Wasn't it Barack Obama that said there's no red America, there's no blue America, there's one America?
Right.
Why must we identify everything with how many Asians we have in the group, how many African Americans? Why can't we just say we're American? I just, not one thought in my body thought that there was an inordinate amount of African-Americans for the first African-American president inaugurated in 2009. I never thought for a moment. It was great. But she saw it. She was also the one that said the first time in her life she's ever been proud of America when her husband was running for president. You're telling me when her brother, African-American, got a head basketball coach at a D1 school, she wasn't proud of America? I mean, come on, man. That stuff just gets me going.
Yeah.
Why do we have to look at anybody? Should we all be cloaked so you can't tell? What doesn't matter? That's the glory and beauty of America.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tell me you're black, then I know you're African. I don't care. Two enormously influential people in my life were happen to be African American.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just, I heard that and I'm going, gosh, why do you see that? Why must you see that? And again, the African Americans and the slavery, I get it. It was awful. But we've got to try and get over some of that. But to keep reminding me of our differences is not what I look at as America. We all come from somewhere. America, back in the day, there's been slaves, and there's still slaves today. There's sex slaves, there's slaves. It was wrong. It's always been wrong. But we in America have come a whole long way in the last 100 years. Not far enough. But we continue to be an amazing work in progress. But it just continues to point. I hate race politics. I hate that idea. It just doesn't matter. That's the beauty of America. You can be an American and be anything. And I think it's a pretty good policy to come through the border with paperwork and go through the system. And for those that say, well, they're running from asylum seekers, that's I understand. But Congress won't allocate enough judges down there to make this go faster. It's just a big head shaker where we are since some of this politics stuff. 359-2255, you want to text in about that? Sports headlines coming up.
When you say yes to Freedom Roofing, you say you are free from uncertified contractors, free from companies that dictate your time, free from sky-high prices, free from strict warranties, free from messy workplaces, free from poor service, free from roof damage, free from storm concerns, and free from bad siding. For the best residential roofing, commercial roofing, siding, and storm repairs, go to freedomchampaign.com.
Urbana Park District wants you to enjoy the summer with great music and connect with your friends during Neighborhood Nights presented by OSF Healthcare. Each Wednesday this summer will feature great local music in one of our parks. Bring your lawn chair or even a picnic dinner and spend a great evening outside listening to rock, folk, country, jazz, and bluegrass music. Concerts begin at 6:30 each Wednesday. We'll provide free popcorn, lemonade, and water. Join us July 10th at M. Bucks Park for the DR Dixie Band. It's an Urbana Park District tradition. Join us Wednesdays this summer for Neighborhood Nights.
All right, sports headlines, 8:17.
It's the American League versus the National League in Cleveland for the All-Star break that's going on now. We've got your Redbird recap.
Major League Baseball's All-Star game is tonight, and Paul DeJong will be representing the Cardinals. The Redbirds, 44-44 at the break, just two games out of the National League Central lead. But the Cardinals All-Star shortstop says he knows there's more work to be done, and the Cardinals wish that that was shown both in Cleveland for tonight's game and in the standings.
We all wanted to have a big group here, and you know, it's definitely something we're going to work towards next year. We got some great players, some great prospects on our team to be able to make it. Chance to be here next year. So for us, it's about trying to play well as a group. And when we play well as a group, that's when we get that recognition. The Dodgers, obviously, the Cubs, some of these teams have some star power just like we do, but they seem to put it all together a little bit better.
The All-Star game is tonight in Cleveland. Pete Alonso of the Mets beating Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the finals of the Home Run Derby. The Cardinals off until Friday when they take on the Diamondbacks at Busch Stadium. That's the Cardinals Radio Network.
That's a 7:15 start. You'll hear the action here for the St. Louis Cardinals on ESPN 93.5. Chicago White Sox will start up again against the Oakland A's on Friday, 9:07 start. And for the Cubs, it's a day game, 1:20 on US 105.9, taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Serena Williams has been playing a fellow American, Allison Risk, at Wimbledon in the quarterfinals. She was fined $10,000 for damaging the court during practice. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Hit the racket and divot?
No.
In golf, you have to repair divots. Maybe there's some sort of divot she created and didn't fix or something.
Another thing with Wimbledon is Coco Gauff is out yesterday. She's only been 15 for 3 months.
Yeah.
What an amazing
run, yeah.
And in Illini Nation, they're already looking at who's going to the Big Ten Media Days.
Yep.
That happens in Chicago July 18th and 19th. It looks like Lovie Smith, running back Reggie Corman, defensive back Nate Hobbs will be there, and Alex Pazelwicz.
And the Jeremy Warner Show will be there broadcasting live for 2 days. All the latest with Jeremy Warner live on the radio next week. Yeehaw. Here we go with sports weather.
Here we go. High 90 today and tomorrow, down to around 68 in the evening. There's a chance of rain late on Wednesday, but that'll make things slightly cooler for us on Thursday. High 81, low 61. Back up to 86 with sunshine Friday and into the 90s over the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 75. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute and come right back. You can always text or call 359-2255. 93.5 on anything we say. We'd love to hear what you think. It's awesome to hear back. And we're still getting buzz for our Rosati's giveaway this morning. $50 voucher that you shall enjoy, heck, maybe today. That sounds good. 8:20.
The Fox Business Network. There could be a third day of selling on Wall Street on dimming hopes over a deep Fed interest rate cut. Overseas markets, mainly flat or lower. The world's largest music streaming platform is launching Spotify Lite on smartphones running Google's Android operating system across Asia, Latin America, Africa, and the Middle East. It's been designed for users with slower internet connections or older smartphones with less storage, and it's aimed at getting new users in developing countries. Two investment banks, Piper Jaffray and Sandler O'Neill, merging in a deal valued at $485 million. And a Toy Story 4 favorite deemed dangerous for kids. Disney recalling a plush toy for the character Forky because the Spork's plastic rolling googly eyes can detach and pose a choking hazard. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Start at $35 a square foot installed.
If you need appliances, may I suggest Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. With a location in Champaign on Neal, they offer discount pricing on quality products, Maytag, Electrolux, Beko, which is the new European brand they have, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection of appliances in central Illinois, and they will treat you like royalty, and you receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's all there, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and kudos to their staff because they have business cards and they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice to have them explain the differences between this, this, and that.
Well, the crispers that they have these days, of course, nowadays you're going to the farmer's market, getting things fresh, and from our local farmers when it comes to the produce. I mean, the sustaining life of produce these days and some of those new crispers and refrigerators.
Yeah, that's
it's
critical.
Like weeks.
It takes, takes that, holds on to it so you don't throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
It is Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Drive north on Neal, right-hand side of the road before you get to the I-74 interchange, or start at appliance-world.com. So you got your summer going on. It is July 9. I believe this is 29 years ago I started in the morning.
Wow.
I think today is the day. Yeah.
That's great.
I just don't remember much. Anyway.
My first full-time gig was at K104 in 89, but I think it was March. So I've passed my...
30 years. Wow.
We are have a lot of years of experience
here
in radio.
Now. Okay, so how much time is good enough for screen time? What does anybody care anymore? Does anybody watch that? Do you have limits? And a whole lot of parents do, but some don't. But what to do?
But yeah, my thing is a lot of kids are acting nicely when they're looking at the screen. They're calm.
Well, they're quiet.
They're not getting in trouble. They're not, you know, running around and getting overheated outside. And that's fine, but you've got to have some interaction this summer. There's so many vacation Bible schools at the neighborhood churches, and they welcome all the community members. The libraries do a fantastic job. My own hometown Tolono Library has programs every day, arts and crafts for the kids. You've got to tap into what's happening and the summer camps, the college for kids, all kinds of options. And you know, I know it can be expensive, but you can also ask for scholarship money. I know that when I work the mic at the Urbana Park District every Wednesday night, I'm talking about how you can help a kid have swim lessons, things like that. And all you need to do is reach out and apply. But my point is parents really need to keep their kids engaged in the summer or they'll lose so much.
What do they lose? I mean, it takes effort. It takes time. You're working. You're tired.
Right.
You're happy when they're quiet. You don't have, it takes a lot of work to be a parent.
It sure does.
And if you want to engage and get them out there, it's going to be better for them, but you have that energy, that oomph to do it, and many don't.
Right.
And you know what? It's one of the great lines in the movie The Breakfast Club was that you need a license to fish, but you don't need anything to be a parent.
I mean, maybe in hearing this message, if you know somebody who's stressed as a parent and you have some time to keep the kid engaged, I know there's free fishing clinics at Kaufman Lake and Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, and so much live music out there, too, just to get the kids' experiences to be out with other people and to be social and to have that eye-to-eye contact that we're losing with our youth. I'm very concerned with some people on my radar and my circles of friends of just staying in too long and looking at the screen too long.
Then is it your business? That's the hard part. when is it time to intervene or call somebody? And you know, if you call somebody, that's going to open a can of worms.
I know that.
So you if you call, you know, family services on somebody you know down the street, that's going to do a lot.
No, we can't do that. Well, we'll just keep offering.
But it's just, you see something and you say, you know, that isn't any good. 12 hours a day on the screen isn't any good. Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Right.
But is it our business to knock on the door and say, hey, Tommy's welcome to go with us? And he's really spending too much on, that's not really.
I mean, maybe not say that, you know, it's really.
Just offer.
Much.
I guess you invite a neighbor if you know.
We'll just keep offering.
Keep offering and maybe they'll go. But you're right. You got to engage in stuff. And the screen, I think, overall, amazing developments in all of our technology. I think in a lot of cases, particularly for under, you know, junior high and maybe even a lot of high school, it's a net bad, I think. I think it's too much. We can't handle the smart one. The smartphones do too much. It's too hurtful. It's too impactful. They've got hormones going everywhere. I don't think it's a good idea at all to have anybody under 18 with a smartphone.
359-2255 if you have an opinion.
829 News next, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The billionaire investor Tom Steyer is getting into the Democratic Party presidential race.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them.
He's been a top donor to Democratic candidates and has pushed for President Trump's impeachment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Labor Secretary Alex Acosta should resign from the president's cabinet over the deal he cut years ago with Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein is charged with federal sex trafficking crimes in New York. Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Miami in 2008 when he helped Epstein secure a secret plea deal that resulted in an 18-month sentence, of which he served 13 months. He could have faced life in prison. The alleged victims in the case were not told about the plea deal. Pelosi also says President Trump was aware of the deal when Acosta was appointed to his current job.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers are asking for the public's help solving several vehicle burglaries last month in Northeast Champaign. A series of vehicle break-ins took place in the Ashland Park subdivision between 5 p.m. Tuesday and 9:15 a.m. Wednesday, June 26th. Contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8470 or 373tips.com. A former Danville High student is suing the school district, claiming they didn't protect him from being victimized by a teacher in June 2018. The suit was filed on behalf of the unnamed student. The Illinois Department of Agriculture says the pathogen that causes sudden oak death has been confirmed in ornamental plants at 10 Walmart stores and one Hy-Vee. The issue first emerged with rhododendrons at an Indiana Walmart in late May. It's a plant pathogen that causes an invasive tree-killing disease and has been found in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
On ESPN 93.5.
Well, if it's not Deb Simmons, Champaign County Fair, Queen Pageant Saturday, is that really possible?
On Sunday.
Sunday. Deb, I can't believe it's here.
I can't believe it's here either. What? It's been a whole year.
Wasn't I just there yesterday or last 2 days ago? What the heck?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Crazy. Okay, so you got the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant Sunday at the City Center. This is a show. You guys really do a good job putting on quite a show. How many young ladies do we have this year?
Oh, gosh, we're so excited. Thank you for the compliment. We have 7, I call them bigs, which are our Miss contestants, yep, ages 16 to 21. And then we have 8 of our little Miss contestants, which are ages 5 to 9.
That's so cute. And the show is wonderful. Yeah. You've got former queens hosting. Is that what you have this year?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So we have last year Shelby and you were both our MCs, and Shelby's kind of taken over co-director position with me, and so she's doing a lot of the choreography and some of the backstage program stuff. So she couldn't MC with you this year. So we're having Greg Wolf, who's from Danville, Vermillion County, and then also Kay Green, who was a former Queen in her day.
Yeah, and she had a wonderful voice, too. Kay can sing. And it'll be fun. Sunday afternoon, what time?
It starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and you'll find out who will be the next Champaign County Fair Queen by Sunday afternoon late, and then Monday morning you're going to bring them out?
Yes,
right.
We are.
Good.
That sounds great. What does the performance side of this entail, Deb? What do the girls have to do? What are the different competitions?
Okay, so the different categories. So they will come on. They will all come on, and they get to do a dance. They're not judged on the dance. It's just kind of fun. They're doing an open production number, and this year's theme for the pageant is called Blue Ribbon Dream. So we're kind of going back to our roots and doing a Western theme. So they're going to be dancing to a country song. So they'll do that, and then they come on in their business suits, and they'll deliver a speech, and then they'll come on, and we're doing a physical fitness. We've added that for, I mean, we've always done the swimsuit, but we're adding an award for physical fitness. So there'll be a communications award for their speech. There'll be physical fitness for the swimsuits. And then the part that we love the most is a beautiful ball gown. And they'll compete in their ball gowns. And then they'll do an onstage question.
Sounds good.
Well, it's near and dear to my heart. That's how Janet and I met back in the day. It's been a few years.
I mean, this is 61 years, right?
For the Fair Queen pageant. Say what was...
last year was the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, that's true. Well, amazing. Where does the time go? Okay, I hope it goes well. Again, people can show up and pay at the door and have a great afternoon this Sunday afternoon, Deb. We hope.
Sure can, and enjoy the climate-controlled temperatures and being inside.
Yeah, no, I've been to enough fairgrounds with pageants. It's nice to have air conditioning. Deb Simmons, thanks for your time. Good luck. Hope it goes well.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. 8:38.
CityCenterChampaign.com for details on that. Champaign County Fair is coming up, I believe, the 21st through the 28th of July. And I know on the 26th, we're looking over at U.S. 105.9, your country station, on bringing on stage Dustin Lynch and Dylan Scott.
Yep. Okay. And the fair will be here before we know it.
That's right.
Man. Got to get my French fries.
I just love the 4-H aspect of it, too.
I know.
And to see
walk
through Kessler Hall and see all the kids and all the things that they've been doing all year. And I love the livestock side of it, too. I have friends that show goats and their cows, and it's very fascinating. I always take Aiden as a big animal lover.
No, it's just fun. I know a lot of you don't go to the fair, but I love going every year and always have. And just really enjoy it. And you got to get some French fries, Force Colors French fries.
Yes.
And that's, Janet was a Champaign County Fair Queen in 1983, and she asked me to host the pageant because she was the youngest director of the pageant in the state at 19.
Oh, my goodness.
And reigning queen. And that's when I first met her, when she had a crown on. And so, and look at the irony of our life with Grace.
Exactly.
Everything else. So I've got two queens in my house.
That's so great.
8:39. We'll be right back. If you want to text in this morning, 359-2255. Is Tom Steyer going to run for president? This is the guy that wants to impeach Donald Trump. We're hearing some murmurs. I don't know if it's official, but I know he's kicking the tires. And this is a billionaire that has funded a whole lot of what the Democrats do. What would that mean if the billionaire gets in himself because he doesn't like what he sees? Wouldn't that be interesting? And what happened to Howard Schultz? I mean, he left just when he was getting interesting. This was the Starbucks CEO that disappeared off the radar because I think they said, you're going to give it to Trump if you run, and if you do, you'll never be invited to anything ever again in your life, and you'll be scumbag to us. And he must have backed out. But Howard Schultz, I thought, he's an independent and kind of normal-sounding, but I don't think that fits in the lexicon of Democratic politics right now because they're going so far left. Interesting.
It's worded here as he's taking a detour from exploring the 2020 candidacy. Oh, he's recovering from back surgery.
Yeah, but if Tom Steyer gets in, that's going to rock the boat. But then again, old white men, that's my rule for the Democratic nominee this year. I don't think it's going to be old or white or men. So that eliminates everybody, but, you got Kamala Harris. and then you got Kamala Harris. So that's what I got. I think I see her on stage with the Obamas, right? But she's pretty left, but she's also very smart. Very good at what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. 841. No, listen, those guys were going over it. It's no longer a super team. There are about four or five really good ones. I love it. I think it's better for the NBA. I'm excited
about
it.
Even distribution, so we don't have the same thing every year.
That's the whole redistribution wealth management thing.
There you go. So we started turning socialists in the NBA.
And as I said, the Cardinals need to be able to pick a Cub player because it's not fair.
Okay.
In Chicago, they're too good, so you'll take Chris Bryant.
Sure, Stevie. We've got the Cubs going to be playing Pittsburgh at the end of the week. That'll be a day game, 1:20 start on US 105.9. And the Cardinals will start a series in the evening on Friday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So just take note of that. Chicago White Sox will face the Oakland A's. But tonight, it's the All-Star break and the All-Star game happening in Cleveland. Justin Verlander is to pitch for the American League, National League. It really doesn't mean anything. They don't play for anything involving the World Series anymore, correct?
Yeah.
And
no, it's just,
plays
now it's what it was. It's just an exhibition.
It was all about the home run derby yesterday.
Oof.
Pete Alonso from the New York Mets won over Vladimir Guerrero.
How do you hit as many home runs as Vladimir Guerrero and not win the darn competition?
Unbelievable.
I mean, I tell you what, that was a show, and it was fantastic. It was the best home run derby by far. It was so fun.
It's Americans Serena and Allison going at it at Wimbledon in the quarterfinals now. Yesterday is when 15-year-old Coco Gauff won, so she's out. But that was definitely having people watch Wimbledon more to see her in action. Just in, John Daly has withdrawn from the Open Championship 3 days after being told he can't ride in a cart. The RNA announced yesterday that Daly, who won the Open at St. Andrews in 1995, has withdrawn because of a medical condition. He was replaced at Royal Fortress by Kevin Streelman. He cited the American Disabilities Act requesting and receiving a cart for the PGA Championship in Bethpage Black. Daly says he has osteoarthritis in his right knee, makes it difficult to walk. RNA denied the request because it considers walking to be an integral part of the tournament.
Hear, hear. I agree totally. I'm sorry, but you can't ride in carts. You want to start that? I mean, who wouldn't want a cigarette dangling out of their mouth like John Daly does riding in a cart?
Oh.
Half of it is physical.
Okay.
I mean, there's so much energy that you, and they don't even carry the bag. Until you become a pro, you carry your own bag for the most part, and that's a physical challenge to get that done. I mean, college golf, you're out there sometimes 36 holes in raging heat, and you've got to be able to walk and carry.
Right.
You know, you can put a push cart in college, I guess, but most carry. It's kind of a manly man thing to do, so if you have a push cart, it's like you get razzed a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, no, you can't have carts in professional golf, and I'm sorry about his knee, but that's just not part of the game.
I mean, there were times where it was challenging for Tiger Woods.
Well,
right?
he had the broken leg that he didn't know about. He walked in the Open and won in that extra day when he stunning putt. How many putts he made that particular tournament? But yeah, no, I'm not surprised, and I don't think it's appropriate for carts to be allowed in professional golf. 8:47. Check your weather next.
Looking for a modern upscale dinner spot tonight or this weekend? Make it Miga in downtown Champaign, your celebration and date night destination.
Double.com.
Okay, tomorrow's special offer will be from Scotty's Brewhouse.
Sounds good.
That'd be good. Today was Rosati's, where we give you my money, you use it within 7 days and tell me what you think. It's kind of a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for me.
Sure.
But I want you to try these places. It's awesome that you're doing that for me. And we're calling the program Stever, by the way. Kind of crazy. But getting a website, we'll test this thing on your phone.
Well, you've always had these creative ideas, and then a lot of family and friends have said, oh, here comes a Stever.
No, it's Christian was pretty much, I think maybe all the kids have picked it up, but I think it was Christian that would, when I say something that's a little out there, which I tend to do, he'll say, easy, Stever.
Okay.
So this is such an outlandish program, we called it Stever.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have the website going here real soon, and then you'll be able to register, and then it's just a question of I essentially give you stuff,
uh-huh.
And that's it. And then I might have to send you $10.99 if you win that much in a year, which I don't care if you do. It's great. But eventually it'll continue to grow, and you're going to win a lot, which is great because I'm like I don't know, paying you to listen? Is that payola? No, that would be different.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm encouraging you to frequent these wonderful partners
we have. I love it.
Okay, have a wonderful day. We got the Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight that I can't watch because I don't have Fox anymore because DirecTV. And
head over to Houlihan's and have a drink as you watch. A beverage that's non-alcoholic, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, if I'm driving over there, I'm not going to have a drink.
Enjoy your day, Stevie.
You baited me.
Sorry.
Yeah, I could do that, but then again, maybe not.
I know that a lot of people are churning about this TV
thing.
Well,
no Channel 3, no 55, no Cubs games, no PGA on CBS. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Right.
It's this battle between Nexstar and AT&T. And a battle between whoever owns Fox and AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
So DirecTV is the one that's struggling, and the little guy gets hurt and doesn't see what he wants to see. And you know what? As I said yesterday, we can live without you, and we have other options. And so good luck to you all.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Thank you for listening. ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, and we will meet back on the radio tomorrow. Appreciate you very much. Thank you, and have a great Tuesday.
I love, love, love the Game Day Spirit Store. I can always find what I want, and the clothes are excellent quality. These clothes.